3055 Coastal One Properties seeks a special use exception for an off-premise electronic message center. Section 115-161.1 and 159.5B of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 19563 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth. The zoning district is C1, tax map District 334, map 13, parcel 325.33. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Jason Dean, 10152 Sunnyside Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
And it's good to see you.
Likewise, likewise. Mr. Chairman, members of board, staff.
You may present your case, sir.
Hopefully, this is the easiest one of the night. So July 10th, 2023, I got a letter back from this very board approving the structure that was going to be static on both sides. As we got into the process with the client, with all the concrete construction, with the expensive structure, et cetera, they have decided, let's explore digital. So we have found that the south face, north reed, can be digital, that meets DLDOT criteria. We already have a letter of no objection. We also meet, obviously, since the structure itself already met and got approval from this board, we then tested the radius that is required by Sussex County for the digital, and we also met all those criteria, as well as the separation from a church, school, or public lands. So I believe there was a question about brightness controls. The boards that we provide all have ambient brightness control, where it'll shut down on its own also if it malfunctions. We meet all of that. So if you guys have any questions that I haven't answered, feel free.
Is the billboard that was approved on this site, is it erected?
It's not erected. It's engineered and ready to be erected. It's going to be erected one way or the other. Whether it's already approved static, all we're here tonight, I believe, is to make the south face, north reed,
And this
12...
will go in the exact same location?
Yes, sir.
And it'll be the same size, or?
Same size, 12 by 48, 35-foot overall height, all as we were approved before.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So this is a digital question?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
And my recollection from the prior hearing is that this is the property where the PetSmart, I think Chick-fil-A is in that area.
Yes, sir. It's literally going to go right. Obviously, we meet the side setback. We meet the 15-foot side setback, or the 50, whatever it is, 40-foot front setback. Same identical spot. None of that's changed.
So my recollection is, as you, on the south side of the property would be the Tanger outlets.
Yes, sir.
Then this property's got like PetSmart and a couple other shops.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the old Kmart location.
No, that's right.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And then as you go northbound on Route 1, there's like a Chick-fil-A and some restaurants. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A is actually still on.
Is that on this property?
It is on the property. Chick-fil-A's right on the corner. And then obviously then there's your DLDOT road connection that stopped us because we weren't within 1,000 feet. So that's why we could only do south only. We could not do this way because we didn't meet the separation requirement.
Okay.
From connecting road, apparently.
Okay. And otherwise, no other changes from the prior approval then?
No, sir.
Have you heard any complaints or opposition from anybody in the area?
No, sir.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Williamson, what time does the March 24th, 2025 Board of Adjustment meeting begin? Okay. Mr. Dean, what time does the March 24th, 2025 Board of Adjustment meeting begin?
It was at 6 o'clock, I believe.
You got here at 6:06.
I apologize.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13055 for Coastal One Properties and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the special use exception requested to allow for the digital portion as described tonight and as previously approved for the sign by this board. Is there a time limit, Mr.
Chair? No time limit on that.
Okay. Thank you. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengoff?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 4-0, sir, your case was approved.
You're on fire tonight, Chairman.
Motion to adjourn.
Second that.